This is Only a Game. I'm Bill Littlefield. The men's hockey final at the Olympics will pit Canada against Sweden. The Canadians are the defending Olympic champions. The Swedes, with an injury-depleted roster, have won 5 straight games during these Olympics. Among those who will be watching that game in person is John Powers of the Boston Globe, who joins me from Sochi. John, will it be Canada's NHL players or Sweden's NHL players returning to the NHL wearing gold?
I think it may be the Canadians. They looked awfully good against the Americans. It's the first time that they have shut the Americans out at the Olympic Games since 1936. 1-0, they got a goal in the second period, basically from Jamie Benn, and that was it. It's a very tough week here for the Americans. The women, of course, losing in overtime to the Canadians after being up 2-0 in the final 4 minutes.
Which was the greater heartbreak, the men's losing 1-0 or the women losing in overtime?
I think it was the women's for sure. They had not won the Olympics since 1998. You had a number of women who had hung on because they did lose last time, but one more shot. They thought that they had them. To lose in overtime, to lose after they had pulled the goalie, is just very, very hard for them to take. It's always nice to get a medal, but the one that they wanted was gold. They have way too much silver for their tastes.
John, for the Russians, the discouraging hockey news came several days earlier when their men's team crashed out in the quarterfinals courtesy of Finland. Gloom must have prevailed throughout the land.
It was, as a matter of fact, one of the headlines in the papers was burned in Finnish sauna. It was a very difficult loss for them, especially this is the second time in a row that they've gone out in the quarterfinals. And, what they did at least do, they got a gold medal in women's figure skating from Angelina Sadikova. They never got that before. Mm-hmm. So it's not a bad trade-off, but certainly most of Russia would rather take the hockey.
The NHL had already threatened to keep its players home from the Olympics in 2018, and that was before the New York Islanders lost star John Tavares for the rest of the season to a knee injury he sustained in Sochi. Will this be the last time we see an Olympic final of NHLers versus NHLers?
It may well be. I think clearly this is a thing that the owners have never liked, interrupting the season. One of the fears was always that they would lose a star player. They don't get a whole lot from going to Korea, unlike going to Salt Lake or Vancouver or here where they have markets. There are no Koreans in the NHL. So what you could see is the boys of winter for the U.S. Mike Arruzzioni did sell his jersey on auction, but I'm sure he can get another one.
All right, John, I want to give you a chance to step away from hockey. These games will soon be over. What lasting memories will you bring home from Sochi?
The amazing thing was, for the first time in my 4 visits to Russia, we had smiling waiters, we had buses that ran on time, and lights that worked. So
more memories.
That was
indeed
One of the great miracles. So this is basically, if this is Mr. Putin's paradise, it was very good for at least for the 17 days. I think these were much better games than anybody thought. They were much better organized. Venues were just spectacular. People really got into it. Great volunteers here. And it's still very odd to be walking by the Black Sea and looking up and seeing mountains almost close enough to touch.
Have you reached the point where you're looking forward to the closing ceremonies? And if so, what wonders will they offer us?
Well, I think usually the closing ceremony is a kind of a bittersweet thing here. What will be different about these is there was so much foreboding coming into these games. I think that there'll be a sense of relief and almost of regret. Maybe people didn't have as good a time here as they'd hoped to have because they were afraid that something was going to happen. Mm. What has been interesting here is that the Russian people have really embraced these games in a way that we thought that they might not. But I think what's interesting is I think many of us leaving here, we probably will never be back here again, unless we're going to be staying in a seaside dacha during the summertime.
John Powers of the Boston Globe is in Sochi, and he's been Only a Games Olympics guy since, the dawn of Only a Game. Thank you, John.
Thus we dine, you feel.